Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maxey gets knocked to the floor. No whistle. In it comes to Joel. Nurkic on him. 5 seconds to go.
There you go.
Embiid driving, spinning, fading, hitting! 1.1 to go! Absolutely unstoppable!
He was that night, and he has been for a lot of this year. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. The great Joel Embiid debate. And, of course, tonight, the MVP likely on the line. We actually heard it a few minutes ago. We heard the commercial. Spike Eskin was voicing it. Talk about how tonight is the night to decide the MVP. Let's bring him on now. Our farmer brand manager, I don't know what everyone's called these days, program director here at WIP now.
I just called him the man.
And, of course, writes to Ricky Sanchez with us right now. Hey, Spike.
What an honor to be on the best show on WIP right now.
Can we cut that audio? Just grab that one, Kyle.
Spike, stirring the pot a little bit. So Spike, I'm curious because you're a Joel Embiid fan from what I've been told. How did you feel about him coming out there and saying he was tired?
Wait, oh, today did he say he was tired? Was it in that the interview with Shams or?
So and it was. I think this was from the Inquirer on Saturday night after the game. After the game to the Suns.
Oh yeah, well he looked tired. He has been. He's so sort of emo and honest, and always has been.
Emo. That's emotional, right? That's what the kids say. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, like you can tell when he's sad, and you can tell when he's frustrated, and you can tell when he's excited. And on one hand, it makes me like him better, right? Because it makes him feel like a person that I would know, right? Mm-hmm. An emotional person. But on the other hand, I kind of just want you to go out and put your head down and – if you're tired, push through it and don't say it afterwards. Like I you're going to be tired during the playoffs, right?
That's eventually all I'm saying. That's
it. Yeah. Yeah. Eventually it's going to be every other night and you're going to have to play 40 minutes and tired isn't going to be a good excuse because everybody's going to be tired. So sometimes I'm glad that he's honest, but other times it's probably better if he kept it to himself.
So why is Embiid the MVP right now? I'm sure you think he is. He's the favorite, and I think he'd win it if the season ended today. Why for you is he the favorite?
I think it's pretty easy, actually. I think he's pretty easily the MVP, and I don't think you have to qualify it by saying, you know, it's between him and Jokic and Giannis. And obviously all three of them are good players, and you don't have to say that every time you talk about it. But to me, to be an MVP, your team has to be a championship contender, which they are. They're one of the elite teams in the league. You have to be the best player on your team, which he is, and all three guys match that. But the difference with Embiid is, like, when you talk about what valuable means, what does valuable mean? Not just great, but valuable as well. So Joel Embiid is the Sixers' best player on offense, and he is their best player on defense. Like, to be straight, he's probably the only player in the NBA that is like that. I suppose you could make an argument that Giannis is, but the favorite for defensive player on the year is actually playing right next to Giannis, and that's Brook Lopez. And Embiid doesn't have that luxury, right? So he's the best player on offense, and he's the best player on defense. They have a top five offense, and they have a top five defense. And you can't let the defense part be forgotten in this because he's a center. And you can go through the history of the NBA, and nobody's winning a championship without a good defensive player at center, especially now. And that's obviously where Jokic slips, who's a fantastic offensive player, but is a detriment on defense, whereas the entire Sixers top five defense is based around Embiid, and their entire top five offense is based around Embiid. And then I think the final thing that he has put together this year that he didn't have in other years. In other years, you could say in the last 5 minutes of a game, you might be worried about giving it to Embiid. He might turn it over. He'll get frustrated and try to draw a foul and not get it. But that clutch thing that you just never see with a big man. It's never. You never see it, especially now in the NBA, in the last 5 minutes of a game, if you need a bucket, give it to the 7'2", 275-pound guy facing up 15 feet away from the basket and get you one. And he's hit threes, and he's hit jumpers, and he's drawn fouls, and he's made great passes. I just think that he has put it all together this year. And I would love to see him finish off the season with a strong 10 games and just you know, make sure that he gets it. But I actually don't even think it's particularly close.
So I guess it's safe to say, in your opinion, tonight is a game that, like, it's Joel Embiid's to lose the MVP tonight, correct?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, when it's this close and the odds have gotten pretty tight again, you go in and Jokic gets the best of you, and that's the last everybody remembers, right? But I think if he comes in tonight and has a strong performance tonight, I would love to see them win. But if he has a strong performance tonight, I think he can lock up the MVP tonight.
We're talking to Spike Escanier about Joel Embiid, the NBA MVP discussion, the Sixers and the Nuggets tonight. All right, Spike, the other layer to our conversation today, and I'm curious what you feel on this, because, you know, it's been like a roller coaster with Joel Embiid over the years. Obviously a great player, and maybe now the MVP of the league. But when I say to you, is Joel Embiid a championship player? What are you feeling?
He's not a championship player until he's a championship player. Right? I mean, like, it was the same with Dirk, and it was the same with Giannis, and it was the same with LeBron, and any time you get to the elite level, and it's the same thing with James Harden right now, right? Mm-hmm. And until the guy's a Hall of Famer, he's probably one of the 50 best players of all time, but every year of Joel Embiid's career, every year, and you can say this is his fault or is not his fault, but he hasn't been healthy enough to be dominant in any playoffs thus far. And you could look at that two ways. You could say, like, well, that's not his fault, right? It's not his fault that he broke his face, and it's not his fault that, you know, he got sick and all these things. But to be a championship player, you have to find a way through those things, if it's possible. And to be a championship player, when it counts the most, you have to be there. And that's one thing you have to give Giannis. When he goes down, he's going down in the playoffs, goes down scoring 38 with 15 rebounds and 8 assists. And, you know, Joel is now, what, is he 29, 30, whatever he is? Mm-hmm. He, at this point, now's the time. You know, now's the time to prove you're a championship player. I'm not going to give it to him and say he is until he is. I still believe he can be. I still believe I'm going to leave the door open, but he has not shown that thus far in his career.
He has not yet. All right, Spike, let's end on this. Ben Simmons, it looks like he has done for the season now with the Nets. Just go ahead. I'll just say it and you talk. Ben Simmons, when I say that, what are you thinking?
I just mean, like... I tried to tell everybody. I did the radio show with you, and we argued with people about it, about the Ben Simmons thing.
People were so mad. I mean, they were just – Hugh, you think some people have been frustrated today with us saying that, you know, Joel's not a championship player. People here just – I don't know how else to say it. They were just they believed Ben was going to just turn everything around.
I like the fact that basketball fans ride for their players, though. They really, really
yeah,
are
that's true.
In the paint. They really
Man, are. Hugh, you weren't here for it, though. It was dumb. I mean, it was like – You can't argue it's basketball. The point, if I always said this about Ben Simmons, Hugh. This was always my thing about Ben Simmons. If, Hugh, you walked into an empty gym and there was a basketball on the floor, the first thing you would do would be pick up that basketball and shoot it. It's literally the last thing Ben Simmons would do. and there's something wrong with that. A lot of people in Philly got brainwashed by hope, right? You hoped that they would find a way to work it out. But if it was ever going to work, it was never going to work with Joel. And we talk about getting better. You know, Embiid has gotten better every season.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Simmons literally didn't get better at anything from his rookie year. He was great as a rookie, absolutely great as a rookie. Didn't improve his handle, didn't improve his shooting, didn't improve, like, nothing did he improve. And it's kind of sad. You know, it's sad that it's come to this, and you wonder, a guy at 25 or 26 years old, that the peak of his profession is now over. And I think it's entirely realistic to think that he never plays in the NBA again.
Wow, I think you're right. I think there's a real chance. I mean, it's basically been years now. I mean, like, just years since he played. I mean, really, it was Game 7 against the Hawks the last time it felt like he was actually, like, a lead player.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it's been forever. Spike, we appreciate you hopping on. Thank you for participating in the great MVP debate. And Howard Eskin's coming on in about 20 minutes. So I'm sure you'll be locked
Jesus.
And listening to hear what he has to say.
Oh, you can't. If I had known that was going to happen, I wouldn't have participated.
Well, that's why we didn't tell you. That's why we didn't tell you. Thank you, Spike.
All right, guys.
There we go. Spike Eskin, brand manager up at WFA New York, first writes to Ricky Sanchez podcast. And I'm sure Kyle has it. The best show on the station?
Yes.
Yeah.
Best show on WIP.
Yeah,
I'll pull it up.
Make sure we have that.
Yes. I feel like that's going.
What an honor to be on the best show on WIP.
Let's make sure we play that before the guys come on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.